Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. The Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts has exciting plans this summer for our children and summer camps. We'll have all the details on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the Firehouse Theater located at the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts. And we're fortunate enough to have with us as our very special guest, Jordan Canal, who is the director of the summer camps here at the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts. Thanks very much for carving out time to be with us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about camps that you have during the summer here at LUCA.
So we kicked off our camp program here at LUCA with spring break. And now we are doing summer camps, so we're welcoming children ages 5 to 12. During the morning, we focus on the dramatic arts, so they'll work on improv, we'll play a lot of games, character development. And then in the afternoon, we're lucky enough to work on some visual arts, so we have our clay studio on site that we get to use. We have three professional artists from Texas Tech University who will be teaching, and they are all very gifted in different aspects. And so we're going to have a lot of sculpture, we'll have some painting, and some other fun, mysterious projects, which I'll keep a secret.
Great. I think it's wonderful that we have an opportunity here in the city for an arts camp, a camp devoted just for the arts. And what better place to have it than LUCA?
We have the best facilities, I swear. Yes.
So for people who are interested, tell us the ages again.
So 5 to 12.
Okay.
We find that having a wide group makes it a lot more engaging. And a lot of times the older kids will kind of take over the younger kids and help, you know, encourage them. And sometimes being able to help teach a younger kid, it helps bring the older kids out of their shell. So if you get shy, which a lot of the older ones start to get shy, seeing, you know, a five-year-old running across a stage, well, I can do that. And so it helps.
Right.
It creates an amazing dynamic. And then the younger kids benefit in the visual arts, watching the older kids cut with scissors and paint and get a lot more detail. So it's a really great balance to have, you know. And in that way, also, we can have siblings and cousins and friends across different ages together. So sometimes you struggle with that with camps.
So you've really thought this through in terms of personal dynamics and ability to teach. That's great.
Thank you, yes.
That's excellent. So you mentioned some of the things that are available. You have visual arts as well as you have painting. And tell us some of the other things you have.
So we'll do a lot of, we'll focus, the whole first half of the day will be focused on the performing arts.
Okay.
And so teachers, we have three different teachers with different backgrounds. Some are improv, some are musical theater, some are, you know, performance art based. And so having different teachers with different focuses, it makes every session its own special thing. And then obviously the kids will bring so much more into that. And so they'll have a lot of drama games. We play lots of games. That's the best way to get them out of their shells. Some of them will do character development or scene work. I've let the teachers take creativity off, and they can either have little performances if they would like and invite parents, or if they just want to, you know, make it fun for kids. They don't have to do a final performance, but some of them may work on costuming or set design. They're allowed to just do what they want. So each session should be a little different. It'll be a lot of fun.
So that takes you up to noon. Then what do you do in the afternoon?
So we give them a lunch break.
Yeah.
So some free time. And then, in the afternoon, we'll have some time in the clay studio on Monday. Mm-hmm. And so they'll do a clay project. And then our teachers are already lesson planning, so we'll have some sculptural projects, some painting projects, some that combine all of that. We do tours of the gallery, and then we try to do a project based on what we see in the galleries. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to, Luca has so much to offer as far as tapping into different art forms, and so we're just trying to expose them to all of those, dance, music. One of my teachers is very music oriented, so we'll probably do music in her session. And so just trying to, showcase all of Luca in 1 week for all these kiddos, because they're our future. They're future artists.
Right. So you mentioned a week. Mm-hmm. Is that the span of a camp?
Yes. Okay. So we have three sessions. Each is 1 week long, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And then we do have before and after care available as well.
Okay. And you have one camp that's about to start.
Yes, next Monday.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Okay.
So Monday is our kickoff. So we'll have camp next Monday through Friday. Obviously, it is closing on First Friday Art Trail.
Right.
So we're hoping that some of the kiddos will let us have art up so that we can actually showcase it during the art trail.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yes. Yeah. So if anyone's out here next First Friday during Art Trail, stop by the graffiti building and you'll get to see some of our works. And hopefully some of the kiddos will hang out. We'll see. It might be a little late. And then we have session two, which is July 8th through the 12th. And then session three is July 29th through the 2nd, which is also First Friday Art Trail.
Great.
So we'll have another little showcase.
Right. For people who are interested, kids that are interested, parents that are interested, how can they sign up for the camps?
You're always welcome to call or come to Luca. But if you're somebody who prefers to do it online, we do have where you can sign up under programs. There's a tab that is camps on luca.org.
Mm-hmm. Great. Excellent. And information, I guess, online, about the camps.
It's online, and you're welcome to also call anytime.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us on the show, Jordan Canal, and hope to visit with you again. Maybe we'll talk about the First Friday Art Trail or something like that.
We'd love to, yes.
Excellent. Great. Well, we'll welcome you back to the show real soon.
Thank you.
Today's episode of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm your host, Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.